Number 19. Through the ages. I would bid on the text, appreciating full well its worth. I was always present at this biennial book auction. Being as I am a bibliophile with my own bibliography of articles on history, especially medieval history. The subject would bewitch me from my earliest years, providing a great deal of interest in how it was that Western civilization was able to survive. And this book I would bid on turned out to be quite beneficial, allowing me to understand how I am the beneficiary of culture today, solely because of the benevolent dedication of Irish monks following the collapse of the Western Roman Empire. It was a bewildering time. The collapse of the Western Roman Empire saw centuries which would bewilder a bevy of its former citizens. The empire had been bicameral by the time barbarian invasions and climatic changes left the western half bereft of strong leadership. The times were not benign, with little benefit ever coming of lawlessness, but a group of monks would bequeath on later generations the fruits of their love for the written word, and here I am a benefactor of their dedication. Having purchased a text whose author had been betrothed to his religion, and its need for the literate to bestow the wisdom of past generations on down through the ages. Bestial Vikings, bibulous on whatever potent beverage render them berserk, would bide their time during the worst of the seasons, before they'd set out to besiege monasteries all along the coast of Ireland. These monasteries were beset by men besought by their lust for plunder. Men that did besmirch many texts that monks would beseech their aggressors not to burn. They'd bend down on their knees, beneficent in giving a benediction, only to have their aggressors betray their benison. The bent of Vikings ought to have warned monks, beware, and using a bench to pry cloister doors shut did bespeak of experience betoken of bereavement for the monks spoke of in the text I'd purchase. Others, I would own, spoke of the same, of monks' bequest of the deaths of fellow monks they'd bereave before Vikings who'd berate them for their meekness. But bicker these Vikings would, and spare texts I now own. But feel bereaved in my own way I do as well, when I think how much was lost, burned by the sort whose dedication to pillaging was as important as a monk's dedication to keeping literacy alive.